Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. Here are the top stories. India's GDP growth may slip to 8.2% in financial year 2021-22 if the second wave of coronavirus pandemic in the country peaks by June end, rating agency CRISIL said on Monday, while maintaining its baseline estimate of 11% growth. Risk is firmly tilted downwards to its projection of 11% growth in FY22. The World Health Organization said yesterday that the B.1.617 variant first identified in India was being classified as a variant of global concern. "We classify it as a variant of concern at a global level," Maria van Kerkhove, WHO technical lead on COVID-19, told a briefing. "There is some available information to suggest increased transmissibility," she said. Delhi Health Minister Satendra Jain yesterday said the national capital has Covaxin stock for only one day, while Covishield stock will last for up to 4 days only. Around 39 lakh doses have been administered in the national capital so far. Microblogging giant Twitter has donated $15 million to help address the COVID-19 crisis in India, which is battling the unprecedented second wave. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey yesterday tweeted that the amount has been donated to three non-governmental organizations, CARE, Aid India and Seva International USA. COVID-19 vaccines finally are headed for more kids as US regulators on Monday expanded use of Pfizer's shot to those as young as 12, sparking a race to protect middle and high school students before they head back to class in the fall. Shots could begin as soon as a federal vaccine advisory committee issues recommendations for using the two-dose vaccine in 12 to 15-year-olds, expected Wednesday. Shopping mall owners' revenue declined by around 50% during the last fiscal as the retail sector was badly hit since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic in March last year, according to real estate developers and consultants. Average monthly rentals in shopping centers have softened by 4-5% across 8 cities, although many malls saw rent correction of up to 25%, they said. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.